To whom it may concern, here it is, the story you forced me to write, with the details up to the bitter and unhappy end. Also, I could serve as your poster boy for what happens when anyone defies the gods. I never wanted any of this, but you didn't give me a choice. I ended up here because of some sacred oath I didn't even take, and because I made you so mad you wanted me dead. I guess you got what you wanted. Personally, I think you should be thanking me, but gods never show gratitude, do they? I just want you to know I don't regret any of it. I'd do it all again, even knowing where I ended up. Okay, maybe I do have one regret, that I won't get to see your shocked faces when you read this. Anyhow, delivery made. See you on the other side. Zane Obispo. Chapter 1. It all started when Mom screamed. I thought she'd seen a scorpion, but when I got to the kitchen, she was waving a letter over her head and dancing in circles, barefoot. After a year of being homeschooled, I was going to get to go to school again. Did you catch that word? Get. As in, someone was allowing me to learn. Stupid. Who put adults in charge anyway? But here's the thing. I didn't want to go to some stuffy private school called Holy Ghost, where nuns gave me the evil eye. And I, for sure, didn't want the Holy Ghost shuttle to come all the way out to no man's land to pick me up. Mine was the last stop, and that meant the van would probably be full when it arrived. And full meant at least a dozen eyes staring at me. I smiled at Mom, because she looked happy. She took care of sick people in their homes all day, and she also let her brother, Hondo, live with us. He spent most of his time watching wrestling matches on TV and eating bags of flaming hot Cheetos, so she didn't wear smiles too often. But I didn't know where to start. You said I could be homeschooled. For a year, she said, still beaming. That was the agreement, remember? A single year. Pretty sure that wasn't the agreement, but once something was in Mom's head, it was super glued there. Arguing was useless. Plus, I wanted her to be happy. Really, really happy. So I nodded hard and fast, because the harder I nodded, the more excited I'd look. I even threw in another smile. When? It was September, and that meant I'd already missed a month of classes. You start tomorrow. Crap. How about I start in January? Yeah, you could say I was super optimistic. Mom shook her head. This is an incredible opportunity, Zane. Doesn't private school cost a lot? They gave you a scholarship. Look! She flashed the letter as proof. Oh. Mom folded the letter neatly. You've been on the waiting list since... She didn't finish her sentence, but she didn't need to. Since referred to the day this jerk, a jerk whose face was seared into my brain, had mopped the floor with me at my old school, and I'd sworn never to set foot in any place of learning again. What about Ms. Cab? I asked. She needs my help. How am I going to pay for Rosie's food if I don't work? My neighbor, Ms. Cab, her real last name is Caballero, but I couldn't pronounce it as a little kid, and the nickname stuck, was blind and needed an assistant to help her do stuff around the house. Also, she worked as a phone psychic, and I answered the calls before she came on the line. It made her seem more legit. She paid me pretty good, enough to feed my dog, Rosie. Rosie was a Boxmation, half boxer, half Dalmatian, and ate like an elephant. You can work in the afternoons. Mom took my hand in hers. I hated when she did that during our arguments. Zane, honey, please. Things will be mejor this time. You're 13 now. You need friends. You can't live out here alone with these. Out here was a narrow, dusty road in the New Mexico desert. Other than my two neighbors, there were tumbleweeds, rattlesnakes, coyotes, roadrunners, a dried-up riverbed,